Hello and welcome. This is really exciting. I'm your narrator, and this is the first time I've been a narrator, so, you know, we'll all go on this awesome journey of narration together. To start off, I'm going to read you the important bit, because that's my job, because I'm the narrator. Bam. So the important thing you'll need to enter this story, my story, is headphones. Headphones from the sands of Kuala Landor thing. Just go with me. Look, the experience will make a whole lot more sense with them on. Really. Trust me on this one. Put your headphones on. I'm going to assume they're on because check this out. Now with them on. Oh, what? What's going on? You see? Without your headphones, you can't tell that I'm doing this. Oh, you wouldn't have got that without the headphones. So trust me. You want to put the headphones on. Awesome? Okay, let's move on. And during the journey, if you'd like to spend any more time on a website or explore it further, you can pause the audio at any time. See? I messed with the time there. That's awesome. You do this simply by clicking on the pause icon on your desktop app. To continue the audio, simply press play. Traveling to each website is up to you, so listen out for cues. But relax, it'll be fun and you will know what to do. At the end of the journey, don't worry. You'll be given a list of all the websites we visited. Now it's time to begin. Strap in, assume your journey position, listen, and you will see. What now? Oh, balls. Okay, now, click episode 1. The Bet.
Death is all about cause. You can't die unless there's a reason. Something is the cause and death is the effect. At Momentary Morgue, we find the cause so that death has the effect it's meant to have on your life. From me, the pathologist.
So it is true.
God, jeez. You're late for work, assistant.
Sorry. It is true. You did write that blog about death.
Sit down.
Why?
Why sit down?
Well, I don't know. Is there something giant about to swoop my head off?
What? No. Telling someone to sit down is a way of communicating that you're about to be serious.
I kind of don't want to sit down now.
Lack of bravery. You're doomed to always live out the same day, same job, same relationships over and over again, like a history teacher on a Ferris wheel, powered by a TARDIS, driven by a groundhog.
All right. I get it. Here we go. I'm sitting down.
I did write that blog about death, and I outed myself for writing it.
What? But all this time we've been working together, and I had no idea that you were a philosopher.
Yes, I hid it well. Perverted desire to question things. Now I'm on the path of self-actualization, and I'm doing what Aristotle and others recommended, to do more than just think about who I am, but to actively be who I am.
You sound so different. It's amazing.
Please, don't be one of those people who watch comfortably from afar, cheering and sniggering at those of us getting ourselves dirty at the coal face of humanity.
Oh no, I mean, I want in. I have things to tell you too.
I'm no longer like the rest of the overworld, so you do realise they're going to come after me.
But I can help you.
I don't need help.
I've been researching marketing. I can help you get work. We just need to find the right line between giving them what they want and you living with yourself.
There's no such thing.
But I've read online that the most persuasive contemporary selling method is to be authentic. And that's authentic with all caps.
Really? They want authentic? Alright then. Come on down and slap that corpse on me. I'll make sure you remain unchanged by the most profound event in life. Yes, I will save your naive soul from ever comprehending the gut-wrenching pain and wonder of losing someone you love forever. Not because they moved into state or found another love or they're disgusted by that thing you did with the toilet roll holder. No, it's because their entire existence is gone. There's no phone number to call, no email to send, no Facebook to stalk. You only have memories, and even they are fucking unreliable. As each day and month and year passes, you'll keep rewriting your memories until they are nothing more than puerile spin promoting your ideal past. So contact me if you're fucking ready to bear the darkness. Otherwise, fuck off.
Alright. I don't think they mean authentic.
Then authenticity is as meaningful as soft drink. It's as meaningful as a late night chat show conversation. It's as meaningful as what side your toilet roll paper hangs. Actually, no. I take that one back. That one is very.
You should be working, not thinking.
Jeez! What's going on here?
We're here to talk about your Tumblr website, pathologist. The one you call You Suck at Death.
What's this wee business?
As representatives of the Union to Unify Pathologists Union, we're here to remind you of your duties as a pathologist. Your secret Tumblr site has been exposed, and now we all know you... you philosophize about death. To remind you of your duty, we're raising your license fee by 500% and making it due tomorrow. If you don't pay it, you won't be able to operate in this business.
We'll find the money.
Tell me, what is your favourite colour?
Favourite colour?
What's that you're looking at?
That's the Universal Union Unification Book. Everything we've agreed upon is here. Favourite colour is puce. Puce.
Right. Oh, and what's your favourite movie?
Oh, Disney's Pocahontas. Process of getting everyone to agree is a difficult one, so we usually have to go with things that no one has any feelings for.
Yeah, understandable. And so, who was your first love?
First love? Oh, trying to trick me. Now, task number two is we remind you of your professional vow. Click on the link on your morgue website to the union on the right sidebar. As you can see here, on the vows page, you agreed that forensic pathology has no place for the kind of reflection that you did on that secret website. When people die, they're dead.
Oh, let me write that down, Sensei.
Look on this webpage. See, it says nothing can be done when someone is dead, and so we need to let the widows get back to their job. ASAP.
Are you open?
Yes, we're open. Welcome.
Quick, close the union website. That's it. So, new client, you have a corpse to process?
Yeah.
Pathologist, you have an opportunity here. You can earn a valuable cash credit by issuing a natural cause for this corpse. And we assure you, new client, their autopsy service is the fastest in town. What do you do, new client?
I work at an advertising agency.
Perfect! Who died?
My wife.
Perfect! Pathologist, you should capitalise on this wife's death in social media.
Can I do it in all caps?
Well, whatever you want.
We do take your business very seriously, new client. Please, take a seat while the pathologist conducts the autopsy.
New client, is this what you want?
Yes.
Okay then, let's get on with the dinner show.
So here is your complimentary coffee and biscuit and some magazines about top cover fashion, and I'll stamp your autopsy loyalty card.
Perfect. We assure you, this business does the fastest autopsy service in town. Very fast.
Right. I've finished the autopsy, and I have the death certificate here for you to sign.
Perfectly done. We're off now, and we're very pleased with your effort today. And remember, the only certainties in life are death and taxis.
Why is it feeling like look, it does actually look like natural causes, and I'm sure you want to get back to a meaningless servitude, so that's it.
That's it. Why I can't wake up to my wife's beautiful face anymore.
You're ready to face the great big dark hairy abyss?
Should you be doing this now? Here?
We're doing it?
What if the union rep comes back?
I don't want anyone to know I'm doing this.
I'll tell you what, new client. If you're serious, meet me at the Underworld Casino in an hour.
The Philosopher's Casino?
Indeed.
I'll be there.
Tell the doorman, why did Douglas Adams pick 42?
Good idea doing this at the casino, but he will be there.
Oh, he is just an ex. I'm smarter, more psychologically sound, and damn it, fatter than all my exes.
Look, will you take me to the casino with you?
Of course.
What I wanted to tell you before, I have an underworld identity too.
I don't have an identity. Identities are cheap placeholders for people who don't know who they really are.
Well, I'm one of those then. But I'm excited though, I'm a part-time time traveller. Well, I'm studying to be one. At the prestigious Underworld Time Traveller College. You have to come see. Open up a new webpage or tab.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and just type this address in. www.timetravelercollege.org. Traveller has one L and an E at the end. And here it is!
Prestigious is not the word I would use. Why are you fabricating something? That obviously means a lot to you.
Look, I can't use parents' money, so I have to go with the free option, alright? But the course is still good.
People don't see smoke and mirrors when you fabricate. They just see your desperation. Be proud of what you love.
It is pretty comprehensive. See with the course topics. Click the first one on the left. I've only just started the course, so I haven't figured out what I'll figure out about time travel yet.
Can you time travel yet?
Well, so far I can only travel into the past, and only to my own past. And the only way I can time travel is when I have 5 tabs open in my browser.
What do you use it for?
Just, you know, stuff.
What do you use it for?
Alright, look, I use it for dating, okay? Dating, there.
Let's do it now.
No, let's not do it now.
Yes, let's do it now. We have time to kill.
Alright, so I go to this site where I have my dates at. Oh god, this is going to be totally embarrassing.
Trust me, I've done embarrassing.
Alright, I'm opening 5 tabs, and the address is www.chattymcchatchat.net. See how much he likes me?
Oh, please.
The sexy wit always works, so I keep that bit in. I'm pretty sure he's an Underworld guy, because he always gets upset if I ask him about work.
So you don't know what he does? Or even if he is a he?
He is definitely a he. I'm not unshaven, but I know he likes it, so I have this video ready.
Why are you pretending you're unshaven? What do you do?
I wax.
Just tell him that.
It doesn't work like that. I've tried it. I've tried it with men who like women waxed and men who like women unshaven. They're all adamant about what makes you a woman.
Listen, it's not really about women who shave and women who don't. It's more about women who think the state of their pubic hair is crucial to their identity and women who don't.
Ah, see? Some guys need help seeing what you really are. By being the woman he wants, I'm creating a bridge between him and me. I'm being a better kind of me.
You're just being his kind of you.
Well, this hasn't happened before. What? He respects my opinion.
The opinion of your boobies?
He does like me. He just needs my help to guide him towards the man he wants to be.
Tell him his house is surrounded by all the women he's had bad sex with. See what he does then.
Right, this is hard to get right. Why a squinty face? I was too pushy. If I didn't ask him how he feels about me, we'd still be together. Oh god, I can't seem to figure out how to get him to stay.
If you died now, would this man, sausage boy thing, be able to stand up and talk about who you are? No. You've wasted all these travels back in time on a man pickle machine who doesn't even know himself. He wouldn't even notice if he died. And on that note, we need to get to the casino and see a man about a corpse.
I just need to close my 5 tabs, and then this chat site will bring us back to the time we were in.
Right, and I know a shortcut to the casino. Go back to our Momentary Morgue website. Now click on the Contact Us link.
It's an error page.
Exactly. 404 pages are the gateway from the Overworld to the Underworld. Not all sites have them, but mine has a link to the casino.
Where?
Scroll right down to the bottom of the page. See at the bottom? The word bottom. Click on that.
Stop. You cannot enter until you offer a question that cannot be answered.
Why do women's dresses have those big loops on the inside of their shoulders that make them easy to hang but incredibly annoying to wear?
I do not know. Walk through if you believe you are a separate being.
Wow, I've never been in here.
Yeah, I used to frequent it a lot. It's what philosophers are supposed to do in the underworld. Gamble.
And I'll play my hand now. Social media is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery.
Why did you leave? You could do philosophy all the time here.
I bet you cannot prove history exists.
Yeah, I left because it just wasn't me anymore.
I can't see him.
A Plato! Or Socrates! A cow?
There he is!
Where have you been? They keep staring at me.
Calm down, they're only philosophers.
But there are so many of them. Look. I miss my wife.
You don't have to whisper about that here. Or anywhere, really.
I want you to investigate.
You know, what you do.
Philosophy?
Yes.
Philosophy isn't an exact science. I can't promise you a particular outcome.
I don't care. I just want something other than this report. I'm hurting. Just here. This bit.
Chest?
He means his heart.
Yes, that's the one.
Look, let's talk about this.
You know, I'm done talking. It's time for thinking. Client, send me everything you have about your wife from her last few days. Send it all to the account that you have on the report.
Done. And I'm never meeting you in the underworld again. This place is full of people that I'm guessing don't do any self-promotion. Oh, that reminds me. Here's my card. My card. There you go. My card. My flyer. There you go.
Oh.
Flyer. Flyer. There. Friend me on Twitter.
I think he was upset.
And now he's reaching out. Oh god, here we go. Here comes the ex.
After an attempt at overworld pathology, the yearnings of her true underworld identity as a philosopher crept in and burst through in the form of a secret Tumblr, where her philosophy ravings were lobbed at the enemy, and so she is back to defend her title as philosopher in the underworld casino.
I'm not back to be a philosopher here.
Ooh, bam! And she can't quite handle the pressure of this fast-paced intellectual life, and so it seems she is down for the count.
I don't have to live in the underworld to be a philosopher.
And it looks like an injury that will keep her out of the game. She is limping towards the finish line, but everyone knows the race is over for her.
I still love forensic pathology. I just hate the world that it's part of. I can be both a philosopher and a pathologist.
Oh, now she's playing the rules of another game. This legend has truly lost her way. Everyone knows you can't be an underworld philosopher and an overworld pathologist at the same time. If A, then not B, yells the crowd. If A, then not B.
I came here to meet an overworld client who has hired me to investigate the meaning of death. And I'm doing it.
And we see her picking up the pace. Can it be that this past champion has a chance, but her actions may not be enough? Why? Because she's off the field completely. She thinks she can investigate the meaning of death through someone else's death? She can't imagine her way into the history books.
I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, she thumbs her nose at the crowd. They're booing her. She's in a corner. But she thinks her moves will win. How can anyone understand death through another's corpse?
I am not afraid of you. I bet you I can explore the meaning of death through someone else's corpse.
And she throws in a bet. A bet is a serious declaration of a philosophical debate, people, and she has grabbed it by the horns. Oh, and now she's signing the bet form with the bet master. And so am I.
Good, now let's get out of here.
What does this bet mean?
It means this investigation is now public.
But the client will find out, and the union, and my parents.
I'm not afraid of being myself. The alternative is much worse. This is much more important. Come with me. We have a death to investigate.
So we're going back to the morgue to do this?
Yes. We've got to do what we can before they find out.
Okay then. www.momentarymorgue.com.
Now, on our website, go to the dead people page. The password to access the client file is deady. The word dead with a Y. Now, as you can see, we've got the autopsy in there. We also have links to all her sites and recent correspondences. It's up to us now to look through all of the last things she did before her death. What songs did she listen to? What were her last messages to the public and in private? Who were they to? What was she reading? What was she searching for?
But how?
Think about why someone would die before their time, as they say. I love that. Is it because they've done everything they were here to do? Is it because their death is a gift to someone else? Is it because they veered off their path? Why did she pass over?
I don't know. To get to the other side?
Ha, funny. And what then is the meaning of death?
I don't know. I mean, what is the meaning of death?
24.
I don't get it. But the pathologist is off doing her thinking now. I'm back to being the narrator. Hello. And investigations will have to wait for a moment. Now, you know where we're at. Feel free to join in if you like. You can investigate what happened around her death and even why she died now. What does it all mean? You can send through your thoughts to me via the morgue email. InsertThisEnd@momentarymorgue.com. That's InsertThisEnd@momentarymorgue.com. If you press the music button on the app, you'll even have special investigation music whenever you want. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Feel free to explore. Till next time.